You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Bruno when you sign up. For a limited time, all viewers can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round basketball playoff action. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH.
Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
The Tony Bruno Show.
The man chosen to save American radio from its horrible future.
He didn't invent radio. He just perfected it.
Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayne.
Parental discretion is advised.
The godfather of sports radio.
It is a final.
Here is Tony Bruno.
Tony Bruno.
Beautiful.
You are looking live, kids, at a taco-free Tuesday, August 18th, in the DraftKings studios, Harry. The DraftKings Sportsbook Studios. How great is that, man?
It is great. Day number two.
Day number two. Couch guy is already locked and loaded, laying big money on the Milwaukee Bucks, who came out and figured they were going to roll the ball out against the Orlando Magic in the first half until Giannis decided, hey, man, what are we doing here?
Yeah, don't sweat it. They'll wake up.
Yeah.
They'll be fine.
I didn't have anything first half.
Yeah,
so.
Good.
That's good. That's a four-quarter game.
That's very good. But, Tony, it only took one day for us to wake up the San Diego Padres entered the fray on the mightier 1090.
You're absolutely right.
How about
right.
that bust out last
How
night?
About that? How about that? And today, and I was all over Twitter today, because when
no.
I see, yes, about this. I love all the media people who are saying, this is, you can't do that. This is an unwritten rule.
Right.
And you know how I feel about the unwritten rules, Harry. They should get that book and burn it.
Yeah.
Put that on top of the, take it to Portland and burn it out there with the American flags and the Bibles.
Well, is there a book if it's unwritten?
I think somebody wrote the unwritten. I always used to joke, if there's going to be a book of the unwritten rules, let me be the guy to write it.
Mm.
And there's ones that we know about. You know, you don't. If you got a no-hitter going, you're not supposed to mention that the pitcher's got a no-no going.
Well, that's more for the broadcasters.
Yeah, exactly. And even the guys in the dugout, they're not supposed to mention that the
guy. Stay away from the pitcher. They don't even sit near him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I get those, even though they're silly. You know, you don't step on the line.
They're very superstitious lot, these baseball players.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
But the and you know how much I hate unwritten rules, especially throwing at guys and all
that
stuff.
I don't like rules. Much less unwritten ones.
Well, neither do I.
I mean, if you're going to have rules, at least write them down so I could see them.
Exactly right.
Apparently, the Baseball Digest, written in 1986, does have an entire list of the unwritten rules.
Yeah, and they're stupid. By the way, Ruben Amaro Jr. is going to join us. Because Ruben was one of the guys on Twitter today saying that, you know what, you don't swing at a 3-0 pitch with the bases loaded when you're up by 7 runs in the 8th inning.
Yeah, why not? It's a 60-game season. Aren't all the rules out the window anyway?
Well, if you're the team like the Phillies where you got the worst bullpen in baseball, you better keep swinging, brother.
Right.
So anyway, my point is, what's he supposed – it's Fernando Tatis Jr.
Who's having a fabulous
year
so far.
He's phenomenal.
He's one of the really fun young players
and
in the league.
And baseball needs more young fans to get in touch with the young players. This guy's up there. It's 3-0. So the pitcher who got him 3-0, all of a sudden – is supposed to he's supposed to stand there, Tatis, and do what?
Right.
Take a strike?
So I'm going to – now all of a sudden, now that I got myself in a 3-0 hole, you're supposed to allow me to groove one right down the middle and not swing.
Exactly.
You're supposed to promise us all that you're not going to swing so I can get a strike on the board. It's stupid.
It is stupid. I don't understand how – what's he supposed to do? This isn't Little League.
Yeah.
Is he supposed – if the pitcher's that bad, just say walk him. Just
right.
Go, and then walk
and take
in a
one run. Right.
So is walking in a guy with the bases loaded – to walk in a run, worse. What happens if he had thrown, if he had stood there and he had taken ball four? Would that have been better?
I guess
to get to be up 8 runs instead of 7 runs.
I mean, come on,
it is embarrassing.
It really is.
It
dumb.
Is embarrassing. And then the managers. I hate to rip managers, Harry.
Yeah, both of them.
I didn't even know who either manager was.
Well, I think that's the whole point of this whole exercise, Tony, is for people like you and I and Couch Guy to become familiar with guys like Chris Woodward and who?
Jace Tingler, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't he in that movie that was Dirk Diggler? He was not
right.
the manager
yes.
of the San Diego Padres.
That was a good movie, by the way.
It was on the other night. Yeah. I was watching it again.
Yeah.
I was watching it, man. The dance scene in there. Everybody's talking about the sex scene in that movie. You know which one
I'm like
talking
Roller
about.
Girl.
Yeah, Roller Girl's
yeah,
great.
Nice. Good idea.
Well, I'll say this. It's like I understand if you're up, you know, I mean, 7 runs and a guy, you know, steals a base. It's like, all right, dude, what are you doing? But again, the 3-0, it's like, again, what are you supposed – don't go down 3-0.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Pitch to him. You're a major league pitcher.
Make better pitches.
Make a pitch.
Yeah.
I think that's a joke. And again, the fact that Tatis had to apologize, like, look how, like, again.
That's
how,
stupid.
That's ridiculous.
And that's on Jace Tingler,
yeah,
too.
Exactly. You're going to go to your star player, your four-hitter, your up-and-coming, the best prospect in your entire system and say, hey, go tell them you're sorry for going yachts.
By the way,
pitcher.
Chris Woodward, the manager of the Texas Rangers, he said, you know, he wasn't really mean. He was just like, you know, I don't like it.
Right.
I don't
like it. He wasn't over the top.
No, he didn't go crazy.
No,
he didn't like throw over
the cold cut
tray in the other room. But he says, oh, you know, it's not something. But you know what he did, though? This is the same guy, Chris Woodward, who then has the next batter, who is
Machado.
Manny Machado has the ball thrown behind him.
Right.
So what good does that do? What does that do? Your pitcher can't get anybody out. You're down 3-0. You expect him to just stand there and take a strike. What's supposed to do? Stand there and take three straight strikes?
And then he couldn't even hit him if he was trying to hit him.
Exactly. And then, by the way, this is the same manager, Chris Woodward, who last year, last September, had his infield intentionally drop a pop-up, which would have been the third out, so that Mike Minter could get his 200th strikeout. That's an embarrassing rule that shouldn't be written. Do you remember that play?
No, I
don't. September, Mike Minter was going for his 200th career strikeout.
Mm.
Right? It's a big deal for a pitcher.
Sure.
If the ball's caught, the pop-up, the ball's popped up a couple of feet away from home plate, the catcher goes out there, the first baseman, the pitcher goes out there, and they pretty much all say, don't catch it, don't
so
catch it.
So there's no infield fly rule where, in effect there, I guess?
No, or? It was just a pop-out. There was nobody in base. It wasn't a scoring situation.
Okay.
They were ahead. The Texas Rangers were ahead 7-6.
So they intentionally drop it he has to pitch to him again.
Exactly, so he can get the strikeout.
Wow.
So how was that not against the
rules
of baseball?
That's kind of bush league. That's almost like Brett Favre taking that sack from Strahan.
Exactly right, Harry. Yeah. So if you're a manager and you're going to tell your infielders to drop a pop-up that should have been caught by at least one of three guys. I mean, it's on tape. Go watch it.
Uh-huh,
it's that's an embarrassment to the game.
Right. That's
when you
the
have
integrity
your players,
of the game.
Exactly.
Like
that's
say.
A ball that has to be caught.
Yeah.
It's a pop-up in the infield, and it was right there. And then you can see the guys telling each other, don't catch it, don't catch it. The ball drops in, and this way Mike Minter can get his 200th strikeout.
Did he get it?
I don't remember if he did, but the point is that shouldn't have. That was to keep the batter alive so that he had a chance to get the strikeout.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's all bogus, man.
Mike Minor.
Mike
Minor, the lefty for
Texas.
That's what
Rangers.
I said Minter. I'm sorry. Mike Minor, who, by the way, is pitching tonight for the Texas Rangers against the San Diego Padres.
And you know who else that, like you mentioned, throwing behind the guy after the guy hits a home run? If you don't remember, a few years ago, I think it was on Memorial Day, Bryce Harper got thrown at by the pitcher on the Giants, Hunter Strickland, because he had hit two back-to-back.
Not Hut Strickland.
No. Hunter Strickland. But again, he said after the game, like, how classless is that? Just because you can't get me out, so you're going to throw at somebody
right.
like that?
Yeah, I hate that.
That's
stuff.
Such Bush League baseball.
We're going to have Ruben
He did
Amaro.
Get his 200th strikeout. He had 200 last yeah. year right on the nose.
Yeah, I know he did. But that was like at the end of the season.
Yeah.
So they wanted to make sure. I don't know if he had another start left. I don't remember all the specifics.
Yeah.
But that's just Bush League. That's Bush League.
Right.
Having a guy swing 3-0 with the bases loaded when he's got – when he's one of the up-and-coming superstars of the game,
yeah.
that is not Bush League. That's called playing the game.
He has the league the lead in the major leagues in home runs, too, now.
He has 11 home runs? What are the numbers? They're really damn good. I know that. But anyway, that's ridiculous, man. And anybody who thinks that's bad, and we'll find out.
He's got 28 RBIs, Tony, and 11 home runs this season.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
No, he's a phenomenal player, and that's why the Padres are good.
Is he? If the Padres get in, is he a chance for MVP?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Jeepers. Anyway, we'll talk with Ruben Amaro about that. Another baseball stuff. Phillies go on their first road trip after 16 games. They'll be in Boston.
Will anybody notice?
Their first.
Seriously.
That's how crazy the season's been. The Phillies have played 16 games. All of them at home.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was with the Yankees, who were here playing as a home team.
And the only people that know are the people that call the games and the Fandemic crew.
And out there with
That's
their
it.
Horns.
Yeah.
Wonder how many canisters they had to buy to refill the air horns. You know, those things are expensive.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, those little air canister things. It's ridiculous, Harry. But you have a Zach and Zach on Zach action tonight. Zach Eflin with an H, Z-A-C-H.
Okay.
Against Zach Godler for the miserable... wretched Red Sox.
Not as
Zach with a K.
It. Oh, okay.
Z-A-C-K versus Z-A-C-H. Who do you like, couch guys? Zach with a K or Zach with an H?
I'll take the over.
That's something. Yeah, that might be the only bet. I'm not sure if they're showing that game on cable. He might have to.
Anyway, we'll talk with a hockey action. Let's get this stinking NBA game off. And let's get some damn hockey.
Well, Milwaukee's coming back.
I know they are, but it's another hour now. I need to see Flyers.
They're only down three now.
Flyers and Bruins.
Well, how about the
Flyers and the stinking Montreal Canadiens?
That Bruins game last night.
Yes.
I don't know if you caught that third period.
Yes, I did.
The Bruins were down 2-0.
You think I was watching the Democratic tape fest?
I have no idea.
Snooze fest, whatever the hell that was.
But they scored 4 goals in a matter of, I don't know, 6 minutes and 40 seconds.
Yep.
It was unbelievable. Then they gave up a goal to Carolina late when they pulled the goalie. So the final minute, I mean, that game could have been another
Absolutely.
One of those that goes to overtime. It was incredible.
Exactly.
But
right.
now the Bruins are up 3-1.
Yeah, and it could be. It pretty much is going to be over. Because let's be honest, the Bruins are playing great. You know, they're rallying around their coach who's made good decisions. Their goalie left, but the backup goalie is pretty damn good, too.
He
so
is.
It really was.
Although he gave up 2 softies last night.
Yeah, I know, but they can score. The Bruins can score, and they've ratcheted it up. I don't know if they're going to win a cup, but they're certainly good. And we'll find out with the Flyers in this pivotal game 4, up 2-1. It's a huge game, Harry, because
it is.
If Montreal wins this, then it's a best of 3.
Mm-hmm.
And Montreal has been with the Flyers in this series every step of the way. And they've outscored
them. Yep.
And they've outplayed them.
Flyers only have 3 goals in the 3 games.
I know. And they got 2 wins. Calgary and Dallas is 2-2 now. There's no quit in those Dallas Stars, Harry.
That's one series that I have not been able to take in any
so
of the
late?
Action.
Because it's late.
It's well, there everything's on at these off times. It's hard for me to, you know, to
actually, it'll be on
in
the afternoon. It'll be a 5:30 Eastern time start
today.
You know who's really playing well for them is Pavelski, Joe Pavelski.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We talked
great
about
series.
That yesterday with the great Barry Melrose,
yeah,
the former Shark great.
Yeah.
And then, of course, tonight we could have Sweep City, Harry. Will the Washington Capitals mail it in? The New York Islander up 3-0 on the Caps. Is it over for the Caps? I saw, who was it that had elbow surgery today? People are leaving the bubble, but it doesn't matter. Will the Islanders sweep the Capitals today? What's the number on that on DraftKings?
I'm going to be looking right here.
Because we haven't seen any sweeps.
Islanders are -120.
So they're not a big favorite, but they're favorite in a 3-0. By the way, the Chicago Blackhawks, they could be eliminated tonight. Mm-hmm. Vegas is up 3-1. You know that the Blackhawks...
Vegas is -205.
Wow. Corey Crawford, Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, and Duncan Keith have never, when they won 3 cups from 2010 to 2015, they never trailed 3-0.
Wow.
And now they're going to try it. They've already won 1. They're down 3-1.
could be eliminated tonight. So stick around. We got a lot of stuff to cover. Joe Yunus is going to join us. John McMullen, stick around.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit bostonscottgolf.com. Use code HARRY for 20% off. bostonscottgolf.com.
The Tony Bruno Show.
So we found out that white pros in the bubble are doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named...
Myers Leonard.
I thought that was an electronics store in Indiana. Go to Myers Leonard today and get yourself a brand new 75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's it. Myers Leonard, his prices are insane.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Hurt at work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut and Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your... beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're gonna die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Back here on the scene, keeping an eye on everything that's going on. Afternoon playoffs in basketball and hockey. We got baseball going on, some afternoon games. The Rockies and the Astros series.
That's good.
Getting underway.
Good series.
Absolutely. The Astros have turned it around a little bit. They're over 500. Colorado obviously can mash the baseball. And obviously the big story was last night's game out there at the Globe Life Field in Texas. At Arlington, the Texas Rangers And the San Diego Padres, who had been struggling a little bit, they ran into the Dodgers, the buzzsaw of the weekend. And so last night they jump out 10-3 in the top of the eighth. And then Fernando Tatis Jr. was batting. And what's he supposed to do, Harry, with a 3-0 count? Let's go to Ruben Amaro Jr., one of my favorite people, former player, former bat boy, former player, former manager, former coach.
Former general manager.
Former general manager. And you were on Twitter this morning, Ruben, and you said he shouldn't do that. Fernando Tatis Jr. should not have swung at the 3-0 pitch. Do you stand by those comments at this hour?
Yeah, I do, and there was a reason why he was – I guess Jay Stengler put the take on, right? Did he not? Did he miss a sign? Is that what they were saying?
That's what he said afterwards. Yeah. But no, I'm going to ask you a legitimate question. You're 3-0. The pitcher can't throw strikes. So what's he supposed to do? Take a strike? And then what happens after he takes a strike? Or what happens if he gets walked? Why didn't the pitcher just walk him and then to force in another run? Would that have been better? That's my question.
No. I think, listen, I grew up in a different era where a 7-run lead in the eighth inning was basically game over. And maybe I have to rethink this because the Pens are so bad these days.
Yep.
Guys can come back and win baseball games. I mean, it just didn't happen very often. I don't know, before, 15, 20 years ago, a 7-0 lead was almost never. I mean, it almost never happened that a team would win. I mean, I viewed that, that situation as one of those situations where, you don't steal a base up 7-0 when you have same sort of thing, same sort of idea. But, listen, first of all, Fernando Tatis was probably never, ever taught that. He didn't grow up in that era.
Yeah, but he said he grew up with his dad. His dad was a player. Says he grew up. He knows most of the unwritten rules. But he said after the game, when they pretty much asked him to apologize, he says, "I didn't think I was doing anything wrong." He said, that's one of the unwritten rules that I didn't know about, and I didn't know what to do. And he said he didn't see if there was a take. He didn't see that it was on. But my question is, even if there was a take, why would a manager tell a guy to take who's one of the young superstars blooming in this league, who obviously everybody wants to see hit? I just don't understand what you do, and I understand the point about its unwritten rules and the 7-run league. But remember, the San Diego Padres – they lost a game where they had a 10-run lead in 2016, and they won a game where they were trailing by 7 last year. So that's
no
what
lead
I think
is safe right
you're,
now.
You're right, especially really? With the bullpen.
Yeah.
And maybe, again, maybe that's my problem. But I just don't believe in certain situations that the pitcher is basically laying the pitch in there, I'm sure, which he did. It was it was center cut fastball right down the middle, and he just laid it in there and got it whacked. I mean, listen, maybe in this day and age, it's different. Now you have to make, I've seen 3-0 breaking balls at times, so it's not that's not out of the realm of possibility. I just think that in my opinion and in the era that I lived in, and things may change. I mean, I got to kind of be open-minded and think that, these things are different. That no lead is safe. Maybe you're right. I just grew up in a totally different era.
No, me too. I'm older than you, Ruben. So I'm old school too. I go back to that stuff. But one of the things
it's not about whether the guy's putting up his numbers. To me, it's about whether the guy's winning the game. To me, it should be a game that's won. Okay, and if you honestly believe that your team can't hold down a 7-run lead in the eighth inning, then go ahead and whack away. But to me, it's not necessarily about all the guys putting up the best numbers they could possibly. Isn't the game supposed to be about winning?
Yes.
Aren't we supposed to be just winning the game? So, I mean, they're basically winning the game. I don't think that the bottom line should always be, let's see how many numbers these guys can really put up. That's what we should be looking at. Isn't really more about whether the team is winning or losing?
Yeah, but the point is, you have Tatis up there. He's got a 3-0 count. The bases are loaded. So say, I don't know what happens. He throws a strike and he doesn't swing. What happens on the next pitch? Is he allowed to swing? And then, by the way, you had Manny Machado right after him.
Right.
With
absolutely.
One out.
He absolutely should be swinging. To me, that situation, that one pitch, the pitcher, basically the whole stadium knows that the pitcher is going to go in there and lay it in there. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's almost like a gimme. Here, I'm going to throw a strike to try to keep the inning, make sure I throw a strike, keep the inning alive. And then after that, yeah, absolutely. He should be swinging out of his ass if he wants to.
Right. And would they have gotten all incensed if he only hit a single and knocked in
exactly.
one run? It's the fact that he hit the grand slam that everybody's all pissed off, I'm sure.
No, I think that's incorrect.
No?
I believe that had he swung and hit it in a ground ball double play, I think people would still have been pissed off.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. See, I mean, I know old school guys would have been.
I guess that's the thing where I just don't understand. And I understand a lot of these unwritten rules. But if you threw three pitches and you couldn't find the strike zone, so now since the bases are loaded and we're getting our butts kicked, you're supposed to promise all my teammates that you're not going to swing at this one because I'm going to now groove it down the middle. It just doesn't make sense.
No, I'm with you. I got you. And I understand that. And I understand that logic. I get it. I'm just telling you, that's the thought process. If I was sitting on a bench in 1993 with the Philadelphia Phillies,
right,
and we'd been our ass kicked by the Atlanta Braves, and Chipper Jones swung at a 3-0 fastball right down the middle with the bases loaded, up seven runs, there would have been some consequence.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, with that team, with that 93 team, those guys were insane. You were all insane on that team, man.
I'm just saying there was just a totally different era, and maybe that's not the way to think about it these days. Maybe things, you know, people evolve, things evolve, games evolve. I just don't. That was how I was brought up.
That's how
my dad taught me to play. That's how Dallas Green taught me to play. That's why Lee Elliott taught me to play. Pretty good baseball. Paul Owens. These are people that I have a lot of respect for. That's how they taught me to play.
No, now, as do I. And I get it. I get what you're saying.
Well, one benefit of this that Tony and I figured out is now we know who Chris Woodward and Jace Tingler are.
Chris Woodward was last year, though.
You did?
Because this is one of the things I went off on earlier before you came on. And that was last year, you know, when Mike Minor was going for 200 strikeouts, and he had a situation where there was a pop-up in the infield that the catcher, the pitcher, and the first baseman could have caught and should have caught. It would have been the third out, except they were all told to drop the ball, let it drop, so that Minor can get another chance to get his 200 strikeout. Is that not cheating the game if you have guys intentionally drop a ball so the pitcher can get another chance to get a strikeout?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I knew you would agree with that one. I knew you'd agree with something.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the Reds. I want to talk about.
I don't think that's right either. I don't think, you know, especially then it's disrespectful to the next guy hitting.
Exactly. All right, let's talk about the Red Sox. You were there as a coach. You were at the Mets. Phillies now are going on their first road trip of the year after 16 games, and they're going to Boston to play a Red Sox team that has just been absolutely dismal. And then you got the Zach on Zach tonight, Zach Eflin against Zach Godler. Obviously, Godler and Eflin have been around a couple years. The Phillies look like they played well against the Mets. The pitching is getting better. Wheeler's been good. Obviously, you know, Aaron Nola right now is pitching lights out. So are people starting to change their opinions on what's happening in this town? Because Phillies, obviously, their bullpen has looked horrible, but they look good, though, over the weekend against the Mets, at least.
I mean, I hope so. Listen, they play. Baseball is a game of ebbs and flows, and they really were not flowing very well for the first part of the season. And it was very clear that the bullpen was not throwing and it wasn't pitching real well. But, you know, it's really a product of their starting pitching very well and consistently. And I think that's what takes the heat off the bullpen. And it actually helps Joe Girardi organize that bullpen in a way so that they can pitch more effectively. You know, I mean, you're not going to have on a roster of 15 pitchers or whatever it is right now, you're not going to have 15 guys who are going to throw well. It just doesn't happen. It's almost like asking everybody in the lineup on every single day to be hot. It just doesn't happen. And so, you know, it's interesting to see that these guys are, when they're put in the right situation, and it has happened more often than not the last two or three games, that they're, you know, they're rising to the occasion and they're pitching better.
Ruben Amaro Jr. Of course, people are always talking about the Goldbergs, you know, and are you going back to do any more Goldberg episodes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if Adam asked me back, I'd be happy to go back. It's a it was really fun. I got a chance to be on there, and I think more than anything else, my greatest honor was being able to play my dad.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
when they allowed me to do that, that was pretty cool.
Well, take us in there. I mean, was it pretty? Were you a natural? I mean, were you a one take guy? Take us through that.
My first time, I literally had one line, and I screwed it up 50 times. As you can imagine. The second time I went in, for whatever reason, we had a little bit of a time constraint. I had to get back to Philadelphia. Boston was playing in Philly that next morning, or that next evening, and I was at 5 a.m. They shot in Culver City, and I had like maybe 4 or 5 lines in that episode, and actually rattled them off pretty quickly with only like 1 or 2 takes. It was pretty cool.
Now, a lot of people are also asking about the Red Sox, as you were there for a couple of years ago, and now they're playing, you know, they're obviously not doing anything well right now. What is it? I mean, obviously Mookie Betts is gone, but Mookie Betts leaving, as great as he is, what's the problem that you see with the Red Sox? Obviously the Yankees are the team to beat in the American League East and maybe in the entire American League. But what about Oakland A's? I don't want to forget about them, because my friends out in the Bay Area will say, wait, don't forget about the Oakland A's. But what's going on with the Red Sox, Ruben?
Oh, it's pitching. I mean, they lost Chris Sale. They moved David Price. Eduardo Rodriguez is out of the rotation. I mean, that's your big three. You know, Porcello's gone. That's 4. I mean, you got 4 pretty formidable starting pitchers that are no longer, you know, performing for them. And it's very tough for them to hold other opponents down right now. I mean, I think that they're still pretty scary offense. They swing the bats. I mean, the Devers and Benintendi and Martinez. I mean, these guys can swing the bat. Even Vasquez has done a pretty good job over the last couple of years. I just think that they have they just don't have the same pitching, and it makes it real tough to win when you don't have pitching.
Yeah, and they're not really playing well at home, because, you know, you figured if they'd had any advantage, because it's the only sport where guys are playing home right now, because hockey and basketball aren't, you think at Fenway they'd be able to steal a couple of games. They've been really bad at home, which is a big surprise.
Yeah, and again, I mean, I just think if it can be a hitter's park, particularly with that wall out there, the short porch out there, I think it just makes it very difficult when you can't hold those teams down. There's a lot of really good offenses. There's some guys who can really swing the bat, and they're having a tough time holding them down.
Well, one of the guys that didn't start off so well swinging the bat, but in his last couple games appears to be figuring it out for the Phillies, is Rhys Hoskins. What are you seeing with him, and what was going on in the beginning of the season?
I think that he was there's a lot of talk about him, you know, changing his batting stance. And in the first, it was pretty obvious he had a different hand position and was doing something different just to try to be more consistent. And I think he was a little uncomfortable with that when they had summer camp start up again. You know, he saw his hands drift up to a different position. And then for me, it was more about a timing issue. And I think he's gotten to the point where he's feeling a little bit more comfortable timing wise. And he's getting a little bit more consistent with his setup. And you see him starting to, you know, he had a big double to right center the other day, drove in 3 runs. He's hitting the ball to the right side a little bit more. I think him just having a better setup and better timing is putting him in a better position to hit.
Well, Ruben, I've heard you over the weekend in the broadcast booth. So you're going to be doing a lot more games on the Phillies television network, or is that what's going on there? Because I know you were doing post game and studio stuff, and you were in the booth a lot. That's got to be fun, right?
It was really fun. I mean, T-Mac is great. Tom McCarthy's just fantastic. Love working with him, and all the guys have been helpful. Crucky and Ben and Greg Murphy. They've all been really, really great. I've enjoyed it. I'm not sure exactly what the schedule is and how many games I'm going to be doing, but whenever I can fill in, I'd be happy to do it. And it's been fun, and hopefully I'll get more chances to do it. Hopefully I'm not embarrassing myself too much.
No, you're doing good, man, except for the unwritten rules. We got to write a new book, Ruben. The new unwritten rules of baseball. You know, everything, it's like the Old Testament, then they had to do the New Testament. We need a new unwritten rules of
You actually make a really good point, Tony. I think that that there are new normals now, and I actually tweeted that afterwards, you know, after I got buried on the tweets that I've been buried on. But because maybe I do have to rethink this a little bit. It is a different game. There are different athletes out there, and there's, you know, we also have to be cognizant of trying to entertain the fans, right? So
yeah.
I got to stay open-minded about it. And, you know, things have changed in the game and things have changed in the world. So So maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I need to think about it a little differently.
Now, I feel bad, and I feel like I'm having you come on and do a mea culpa, kneel before Zod. Kneel, and you tell me you were wrong. I need you to keep repeating. I need another apology. And then tomorrow I want you to come back and apologize again, Ruben.
I'm not apologizing. I'm just trying to think, you know, I'm just trying to evolve. You know, everybody's trying to evolve a little bit.
See, Harry, this is what a good conversation is about.
Yeah,
I didn't want to bring Ruben on to rip him about his comments on the unwritten rules of baseball. We're going to talk baseball.
Well,
it's not my style to rip people, Ruben. You know that.
I'm not stranger to ripping. I get full coverage every day.
Now, did you get hammered on Twitter when you posted that this morning?
Oh, absolutely. Ripped apart.
I love Twitter, man. Nothing better than Twitter. Nothing like the most knowledgeable people on earth who all gather around Twitter every day to tell everybody how dumb they are and how stupid they are and how they don't know anything about the sport that they played their entire lives and have been around their entire lives.
That's okay. I mean, listen, this is a world about opinions, you know. Sometimes we get paid for our opinions, or we live for our opinions. You know, you can't fault them. People have something to say, they can say it. My only issue is when people get personal.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't tolerate that.
No, you block them.
I block them. I don't like to block people, but you just like a magic. It's like when the umpire, they hear that magic word,
yep,
and then
you're gone.
Boom, out of here. That's what I do.
I don't mind the criticism. I've been criticized my whole life, but I don't. But when I get personal, is when I get a little silent.
Exactly right, man. If I tell them to come down here. I say, make your move, as Bobby Bonilla said to the New York sports writers many times in the clubhouse. Make your move. Make your move. You remember those? Make your move.
That would go over well right now. Right?
Yeah, make your move, sucker.
Right.
Make your move.
Yeah, there it is. Ruben, always great to talk to you, man. Thanks for coming on today, man.
Great to talk to you guys. Be well, okay?
Thanks, Ruben.
Ruben Amaro Jr. Put your hands together, Harry. No, he didn't crash. They had the wrong bank on here. Not Joseph A. Bank. They're going out of business. Come at me, bro. There's another one. Huh? Do you even lift, bro?
Yeah,
that's another one. Do you even lift?
That's a good one. I'd love to have Bryce Harper. That's a clown question, bro.
That's a clown
when
question,
he was with
bro.
The Nationals.
Yeah, exactly.
That was great.
Brother, I have breaking news, Harry. Linda Cohn has confirmed for 5:20 tomorrow, Robin, producing the show. Look at this. I'm like the conductor of a philharmonic. I can hit up guests on my DMs while we're doing the show.
Right.
Contact Ruben Amaro Jr., get him on after I see him besieged on Twitter this morning, Harry.
I'm setting up a morning round of golf later on.
Oh,
in the week.
Oh, that's so cool. Working hard, Harry.
Oh, good for you, Harry.
This is professional grade.
Really, Harry?
Yep.
That's what you were doing? While Ruben Amaro was on, you were setting up a tea time.
And asking him a question at the same time.
Oh.
And the Flyers are up 1-0, Tony.
I know. Let's get the hockey game on in here.
Michael Raffle with the goal.
Is he part of the 50-50 raffle? What are they doing? I missed the 50-50 raffle.
Well,
now there's no games in the building.
No,
you know,
fans.
Huh?
No exactly, 50-50, man.
Flyers up 1-0. What's going on in the NBA game? So we got NBA. Let's go to a couch guy who's keeping an eye on the National Basketball Association.
Well, we've now entered the final quarter of play, Tone, and the Orlando Magic still holding a 10-point lead, 92-82.
Wow, how about no quitting that Markquell Fultz and the boys? How about that, eh?
I'm looking forward to this Heat-Pacers game later on today, 4 o'clock start.
Exactly.
That's going to be a good series.
Now, my buddy Scott Kaplan out there in the Mightier 1090,
yeah.
I'm getting word that in San Diego and in the L.A. area, where they follow, obviously, the Padres, certainly, and the Dodgers and that whole National League West.
Are they Clippers fans? What are they?
I don't even know what they are. They used to be when they were the San Diego
right.
Clippers. But they're killing the manager.
Oh, yeah?
He's getting buried today. Jace Tingler. Feeling a little tingle sensation today. You know why? Because he didn't back his guy. He didn't bury Fernando Jr.
No, but making him apologize is pretty weak.
I almost made Ruben apologize, and I wasn't trying to do that, Harry. Woodward got suspended 1 game for what?
I guess from having his guy, pitcher throw at Machado.
Yeah, he should have.
Yeah.
And the pitcher got suspended, too. I hate that stuff, throwing at guys, because your guy can't get a guy out. It's stupid. We're coming right back. Stick around. And your calls, 215-462-TONY. We got to go out to the Angels' grandma, too. I want to find out what the hell's going on with the Angels, Harry. Stick around for that.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit bostonscottgolf.com. Use code HARRY for 20% off. bostonscottgolf.com.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's, believe me, it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Hurt at work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and with the SiriusXM app.
Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Back on the scene, the end of the first period, Harry, up in Toronto, eh? And the Philadelphia Flyers score early and then hang on and outshoot the Canadiens in the first period and have a 1-0 lead that Michael Raffel got the goal. And so that's what's going on there. Meanwhile, let's get it to the NBA and keep an eye on what's going on. This right now?
Yes.
I thought you said at the end.
No, at the beginning.
Okay, Robin. Jesus. Get people up to date on the game. What's the matter with you? But you know what's going on right now, Harry? Not the regular season anymore. We're talking about playoffs, man. Playoffs?
Playoffs. What are we talking about? Playoffs?
Both basketball and hockey. Playoffs. DraftKings is putting you in the center of all the action. Millions in prizes throughout the week. And there's no better place to make it rain. So you can start playing for free with your first deposit today. If you haven't tried it yet, daily fantasy sports are easy to play, too. Just draft your players, stay under the salary cap, you pile up points. There's no better way to play. DraftKings just lost Best Ball Contest for football season, too. If you aren't familiar with Best Ball, simply head to the app right now and check it out.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
By the way, you have to download the DraftKings app first and play for free with your first deposit today.
Okay.
All right, so you go Bruno, DraftKings, download it, put the code Bruno in, get shots at millions of dollars, yo.
Millions and millions.
Now, I do have a third floor girl update today.
No, we do.
This morning when I was hanging one of those disposable fly traps outside the window.
You mean one of those strips?
No, it's not one of the strips where they stick on it. This is one. It's a bag. Inside, there's this chemical that attracts the flies. And they go into the bag.
And they don't come out of the bag.
And they don't come out. It's like the old Roach Motel. Remember Muhammad Ali used to do the Roach Motel? They go in, but they don't come out.
Right.
And so these flies go in there. And this bag, I put one in the back, too, because we had all these flies because of the trash situation. The one in the back already has at least 500 flies in it.
I wonder if it would work for lantern flies.
I don't know, but it attracts flies. Mm. And I think it attracts mosquitoes, too.
It smells like carrion. It's not the greatest smelling
stuff.
Yeah,
so it's obviously an attractant for them. And it's not dangerous to animals or anything. Mm-hmm. But I had one, I put one down here because we had flies. And it smelled like carrion in the back room.
Right.
So I put it outside. I carried it outside, and I hung it out fried on the awning. And wait till you'll see when you leave, Harry, how many flies are in that thing.
Because I noticed there's a big trash bag. Right.
Yeah, I took my trash bag. I took it out to leave it there because it goes out tonight. But I wanted to get it out of the yard and put it outside because it stinks. You know what I'm saying?
So what did the third floor girls do then?
So one of the third floor girls came out of the building today.
Oh, yeah.
She had all black on.
She emerged.
One of them. She had all black on, black mask. Said hi to me and walked by.
Oh, yeah?
Going somewhere,
That's
yes.
That's it?
I think she was looking for a mailbox, but they've all been removed. Donald Trump removed all the mailboxes. And you know what's interesting about this mailbox story?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, remember last week, Robin and I had something we had to mail. What was it?
I think it was a birthday card or something like that. I forget.
Yeah, it was my son's birthday card. And I said, I got to put this in the mailbox. Literally, we were driving from Spring Garden all the way through the city, all the way down Broad Street, and we couldn't find a mailbox. And so I say, I know where there's a mailbox, in front of the post office, which is a block and a half from here. So, and I figured it's not going to be put out till Monday, because we were doing it on a Saturday night, and they don't pick up the mail on Sundays. And they're
closed
on Sundays.
Mailboxes have been going by the wayside
for years.
You know why?
Nobody uses them.
Exactly. Yeah. Hello? You think when the post office goes around with their trucks to open the mailboxes to take the mail out to bring back to the station, and they open them up and they say, oh, there's only like two pieces in here, or somebody dropped a hot dog wrapper in? So they're trying to consolidate to make the service more efficient. And this has been going on for a long, long time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I was looking it up, and I think it said in 2008, over 35,000 mailboxes were removed nationwide.
It's like AOL. Yeah. Like, some people remove it, but then some people still have AOL online.
Right.
We have a couple of our guests who have emails at AOL.
And we try not to make fun of them, but...
We just always play the you know, we play whenever we have somebody who has AOL.
Well, the dial-up music.
Yeah. My favorite music.
Yeah.
There it is. Let's dial in right now and see if we can get somebody on AOL. What was their chat service called?
Yeah, AOL Mail.
You've got AIM.
You've got AIM.
Instant messengers, yeah, AIM. Right. Oh, yeah, with the screen names.
That's great. No, that's great AIM AIM knowledge.
I still have AIM.
Pretty bad, though. I can tell by going to the bathroom. Your AIM is not good, pal.
No, it's not.
What's the matter with you guys? Jeez. I'm the one that has to scrub the bathroom every night. I come in here, he got all these guys in his pee all over the floor. It's an outrage.
I never miss, Tony. I always lift up the seat, never miss.
Damn thank right. you. And I'm
in and out of
you.
There in 45
first person that
seconds.
Pees on the seat gets thrown the hell out of here.
Exactly.
Let's go out to Anaheim and find out what the hell's going on with the Angels, with the Angels' grandma who's checking in right now. Hello, Angels' grandma.
This is the Angels' grandma coming back at you.
You are the most pleasant, you are the most upbeat, yep. pleasant purse baseball fan I've talked to in a long, long time. It's obviously you're not a Phillies fan.
No.
No, I'm an Angels fan, and I actually have something to be happy about. The Angels won a game last night.
Yes, they did. I understand at Disneyland today they're having the Disneyland Parade, and they're bringing Mike Trout to ride down Main Street USA and through the streets of Anaheim to commemorate the victory.
Well, Tony, we had some other great performances as well. I mean, La Stella is stellar.
Yeah, but they beat the Giants 7-6.
It was a walk-off.
It was a walk-off. Wow.
That's been the problem for the Angels. We haven't gotten the clutch.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, your phone was buzzing. It sounded like you had one of those old portable phones where you take outside in the backyard and it hasn't been charged
like
enough.
The cordless ones, like, yeah, they're running low on battery or something.
You sound like a dialect from Doctor Who.
Yeah, it's a Doctor Who dial. Mike Trout last night, though. Mike, well, let's see. He's got 10 home runs, 20 ribbies, hitting .299.
Yeah, Tatis passed him with that grand
exactly
slam.
Right. Exactly right. So that's... Yeah. That is great stuff. And now, of course, you know who you got going today against the Gigante, or the Gigante, as I like to say.
Yeah, we have Bundy going this afternoon.
Dylan Bundy, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't he part of that ranch out there where they sent all the federal sources out, the Bundy Ranch?
Wrong Bundy.
How about Chris Therrien? Any relation to Chris Therrien, who's Bundy? I don't think so.
That's the same.
Not the same. Dylan Bundy.
And Fletcher, he's on a 16-game hitting streak.
How about that? No, that's you know, it's a 1 o'clock start out there on the West Coast. The Angels and the San. Who do you like? Who's favorite in this, Aaron?
I don't have
the Angels, of course.
Yeah, the Angels are -240 in this game against the
Prohibitive
Giants.
Prohibitive favorites.
-240, and the Giants are +210. Mm. Who do you like? Who do you like, Kyle Sky?
Well, I got Dylan Bundy actually on my fantasy team.
Of course.
He's been mowing people down.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, he's had a phenomenal year for the Angels. He's probably their best pitcher, I'd have to guess, right?
Yes.
Well, he's got a 1.57 earned run average and a whip of .63.
So I tell you, man, I like to scout.
All right, we're both taking the Angels today, Grandpa, Grandma. I call you Grandpa. I'm Grandpa.
And this is another opportunity for Albert Pujols to get his 660th home run to tie Willie Mays.
That's right.
And doing it against the Giants, how appropriate would that be, huh? How awesome would
that be? Pretty poetic.
Exactly right, man.
That would be very nice. So Rendon is starting to hit now.
Yep.
He's hitting .400 this past week. He got 3 hits last night. LaStella's doing great. Fletcher's doing great. Goody's doing good. So all we have to do is get the hitting and the pitching at the same time so we can get some wins.
Exactly right.
I can't imagine how positive Angel's grandma would be if they were like 8 games over .500 instead of 7 games under .500. It's got to be incredible.
No, Goodwin's playing well. I mean, he got some guys. Obviously, this guy's struggling, but Ohtani's only hitting .203.
Yeah, he's had a rough year.
I know. Yeah, Ohtani's not doing well. Upton's not doing well. Actually, Pujols isn't doing well.
Yeah, but you know what? I saw Rendon. I was watching the Angels game the other day. And, you know, they were down, and he gets up there. The guy has ice water in his veins. The guy never shows any emotion. He gets up there, has 2 strikes on him, nice sweet swing, boom, left the yard. His first home run of the year. I saw that the other day.
He did it the entire postseason last year.
I know. He is the most chilled great hitter that I've ever seen in baseball. There's nobody more chilled at the plate than Anthony Rendon. All right, we'll be watching that game.
We'll have one question, Angel's grandma. People on the Twitch stream are saying that they're picturing you sitting at home knitting Tony an Angel sweater right now.
How do you have to assume that she knits sweaters? Is that an old? Are you as ageist, Robin? That's an ageist comment right
that
there.
That is on the Twitch stream, Tony Bruno.
And by the way, I want everybody to follow the Angel's grandma on Twitter now. She's
and
on
Instagram.
Twitter.
Yeah.
And Instagram.
That's right. Angel's grandma one.
Angel's grandma one.
On Twitter.
Damn right. Follow her. She's a great baseball fan.
She had a picture of her.
I'm the best, and I'm going to continue to call you guys because I enjoy talking to you all.
Beautiful.
Keep
Thank
it up.
You, Angel's grandma. People want to know, are you wearing juicy sweatpants today?
God.
I'm wearing my Angels grandma shirt, and I'm getting ready to watch the Angels at 1:10 this afternoon. Well, West Coast time.
Yes, right. That's what
and
time it is.
I'm going to continue to cheer on my Angels, as always.
There she is, everybody. That's what I like. I like positive fans. Negative fans... They don't do anything. We can find them anywhere.
They're
you walk outside, you'll find 10 of them
you'll
right
here.
You
trip over them before
like
I get
flies.
To my car.
Yeah. They're like flies out here.
Now, if Albert Pujols goes yard for 660, will she be pissed if it's a 3-0 and he hits a grand slam?
Hell no,
you
no.
I mean?
You got to follow her. She's awesome. Coming up. We are going to talk with Joe Yunus, Harry, the great Joe Yunus, our former producer, who's an NBA honk, and this could get ugly. Every once in a while, you know, things get testy. Except for Sixers fans, they pretty much have given up already.
Handicapper.
Ryan Rothstein's already says, I'm out.
Oh, yeah, he's already hedged with the Celtics.
Are you out on the Sixers couch, guy?
Yeah, I've been out.
I'm out. And with that, I'm out, too.
I was never in it.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code BRUNO for a special offer when you sign up. That's code BRUNO for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.